That's the question they need to have. So our next speaker is Rita Ifkin. She's a past Pacifica KPFA chair, and she's also active in trying to protect KPFA Pacifica. Welcome, Rita.
Thank you. Tracy has laid out what we need to do to move forward, and I think we need to move forward. But I also think we need to ask the question that people are asking about Iowa, which is it incompetence or is it sabotage? And if it's sabotage, we need to look at it. And I'm often reminded of words that Bill Mandel used frequently. He said, the government would be remiss if it was not trying to disrupt Pacifica. We should assume that there is disruption going on because of Blue Hill's vision, we're a powerful network. And we just can't risk losing this powerful network or its building due to, at minimum, incompetence and at most, sabotage. And I guess the last thing I want to say, I've been hearing, well, first of all, of the other stations in the network, at least three of the others have spoken about some of these issues on the air. But apparently KPFA has one of the tightest band rules of all the stations, and I don't really understand why. And I wish there was more solidarity and risk-taking among the speaker, among the programmers. But I'm also hearing that, well, that it impacts the community because we, our vision is a community-based radio station. So when they get rid of shows like TwitWit, and when they get rid of the only labor show like Work Week, it affects the community. We don't operate in isolation, and we need to take back the station. It's important. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, one of the things about being a community radio station run by an elected board is that it's a responsibility of the community to find out what is going on. It's not a management-only responsibility. The community elects the local station board, so you would think that the members of the community would be interested in if the property taxes haven't been paid, why that is the case. And our next speaker is Don Borgstrom, who is a community elected board representative who wrote a letter to the one of the managers about about Tracy being chastised for asking some questions. So welcome, Don.
Hello. I'm Daniel Borgstrom, a board member at KPFA here. And I'd like to talk a bit about radio democracy and the role of whistleblowers, the role of community members to speak out. Okay, we're all aware, we've all been talking about the unpaid property taxes, six plus years unpaid. And now there's a notice that the county will have to sell our building and apparently also our antenna tower in order to pay those taxes because they have not been paid. Okay. This news came out on, I think it was January 30th. Actually, it was Tracy who published this. She found out about it and let us know about it. And since then, a lot of people have been talking about it, raising questions. The management here and people who support the management at KPFA have been telling us to be quiet. Be quiet. You just exacerbate the problem. You're causing problems. Well, as radio listeners, I believe we have not just a right to speak out, we have a duty to speak out. Let me say that KPFA Pacifica is not a corporate, it's not owned by some corporation, it belongs to the community, to we, the listeners. We are a democracy, supposedly. To some extent, we are. Yeah, things go wrong. And we all know democracy isn't always great, but it's better than anything else in town. In a democracy, okay, well, let me first say what after this came out, there was a staff meeting, and the business manager spoke to us, spoke to people over the phone, didn't show up in person, and then the general manager, Quincy McCoy, was not at this meeting, and I wondered where he was. I wrote him a letter, just said, what do you know about this auction? What action are you taking? And I got back an automatic reply saying that he's out of town, presumably on vacation, anyway, out of town, and will not be returning till February 11th. Well, that was yesterday. So that's over a week into this crisis, and he's, and the general manager is out of town, not rushing back. I'm saying that with this 6 years of unpaid taxes, management is not doing its job. And that's where we, the listeners, come in. We speak up. This is, of course, a community radio station. It belongs to the listeners. Things should be done to the listeners, by the listeners, and it should be read for the listeners, not for the sake of, and if management isn't doing their job, then we need to speak up. Now let me add one more thing. I am recommending, right now, KPFA is in the middle of a fund drive. And some people have, for years now, I've heard that they're so mad that they won't pay the donate. No. I think it's important that everybody donate. Be a member. Becoming a member, that gives you status to speak out. That makes you one of the listeners. So please donate. Please be a member. I'd also urge you to attend our board, KPFA local station board members with meetings. I mean, attend those meetings. And again, I want to say that KPFA Pacifica is a radio democracy, radio by the community, of the community, and for the community, for the listeners. Thank you.
Thank you. And one of the not surprising things that this management has done, and the people who support management have done, is they said, we don't need monthly meetings anymore, because we have other meetings that we're involved in. And so they canceled the meetings, the monthly meetings, and there's an effort on the part of Don and others to say we should have an emergency meeting because the property taxes haven't been paid. And the officers of the KPFA local station board don't want to have a meeting, an emergency meeting. Now, if this was a serious issue, you would think they would want to have an emergency meeting of the local station board, but they don't want to meet. They don't want to meet. What? Isn't that a little strange for the local station board? Isn't that a little strange if they don't want to have a local station board emergency meeting when the taxes haven't been paid? I would say that that raises some questions about who they are. Who they are. Because if I was on a local station board elected, I would say if there's a question of paying the property taxes and they haven't been paid and the building may go up for auction, we need to have an emergency meeting to talk about what's going on. And they're against that emergency meeting. So our next speaker is a trade unionist. She's a rank and file member of CWA Update, and Lisa Milos, and she has a